been a poor prisoner, a prisoner lying in Spain, and believe all the winds breathe as they lang his daughter at him. What else thee now, my daughter Janet? You look so pale and wan. Oh, have he got any sickness, or yet been sleeping when banned? Oh, I hae got nae sickness, or yet been sleeping when banned? But it is for you, my father, dear, so lang been our span. Tak off your berry brown gown, stand naked on the stain, that I might ken you by your shape, whether ye be a maiden or nain. So she's ta'en off her berry brown gown, stood naked on the stain, and her back it was bent, and her belly was slack, and her apron strings wouldn't a pin. Was it a lord or a duke or a knight, or a man of birth or fame, or was it one of my servant men, so lang come out for Spain? Oh, it was me a lord or a duke or a knight, or a man of birth or fame, but it was wobbly, oh, the wind's bitty, I could nae longer lie by then. But if it be wobbly, oh, the wind's bitty, that's when we might trust that be, then before the tide do eat or drink, then it's high hang it he will be. And they sought him up, and they sought him down, and they sought him sep and plang, until there in the shade of another tree, it's William Bowen the winds where they found. Rise up new, Willie, who the winds where they cried, rise up and haste away, for the king has sworn by his right hand that it is your dying day. Oh, what he aye robbed, or what he aye slain, or what he aye done any wrong, that I should fear for to face the king, and the time shall no be long. And when he comes, dressed all in the silk, and his cheeks they were like the berries red, and his skin was as white as the milk. And it is nae wonder, said the king, that my daughters love ye one, or had I but a woman as I am, my bed fell ye would happen. And body, mind, thought of Janet. For the truth in your right hand, or will ye marry my daughter Janet? And I'll make thee a laird of the land. Oh, I will marry your daughter Janet, for the truth in my right hand, and that I will marry your daughter Janet, for the help of your land. Mounted her on a milk white steed, and himself on a dapple grey, and he's made her the lady of as much land as should reign in the land summer's day.
Song which was composed or written by a man called Ed Pickford about the friend of the working man, Lord Alf Robins. A song called The Pound a Week Rise. Come all of you colliers who work down the mine, from Scotland to South Wales, from Teesdale to Tyne, I'll sing you the song of the pound a week rise, and the men who were fooled by the government's lies. And as down you go, down below, Jack, where you never see the skies, and you're working in a dungeon for your pound a week rise. And 1960, a few years ago, the main workers lead us to Lord Bowden's the ghost, and we work very hard every day with our scarred lives, and we ask you here and now for a pound a week rise. And it's down you go, down below, Jack, where you never see the skies, and you're working in a dungeon for your pound a week rise. And it's up spoke Lord Robins, and he made this decree, now when the output rises, then with you I will agree, far to raise up all your wages, to give to you fair pay, for I was once a miner, and I worked hard in my day. And down you go, down below, Jack, where you never see the skies, and you're working in a dungeon for your pound a week rise. So the miners, they went home, they worked hard and well, their lungs felt the cold dust in the bosom of hell. The output rose by 15-18% and more, and when 2 years had passed and gone, it rose above a score. And it's down you go, down below, Jack, where you never see the skies, and you're working in a dungeon for your pound a week rise. And the miners, they went to get the half-one prize, to ask for Lord Robins for the pound a week rise. Robins wouldn't give a pound, he wouldn't give 10 bob. He gave them 7 and 6 and said, now get back to your job. And it's down you go, down below, Jack, where you never see the skies, and you're working in the dungeon for your pound a week rise. Oh, come on, all of you colliers, take heed what I say, and don't believe Lord Robins when he says he'll give fair pay. But he'll tell you to work hard to make the output rise, you'll get pie in the sky instead of a 1 pound rise. A song which was written by Hamish Henderson,
about the guys who just returned from North Africa, or they hadn't returned at all. They were gone on from North Africa up to Sicily during the Second World War. And this is a song Hamish wrote about them, called the 51st Highland Division's Farewell to Sicily.
Pipe is dozing, the pipe has fade. He'll run a cumbrin' for his fiend on the day. The sky o'er Messina is uncouth and grey, and all the brick chalmers are blare. Farewell, ye banks of Sicily. Farewell, in valley and shore, there's nae jock will mourn the kyles o' you, for the bright summers are there. And farewell, ye banks of Sicily, farewell, in valley and shore, and smooth the winds, oh yeah, all the brick chalmers are there. And then step and mind the water sign, wait till your turn, the ferry's awa'. And then step and mind the water sign, all the brick chalmers I'm the promise polished, the promise has brought, he can be seen, but it's all up and the boy, he's raised himself up for a footy and all, leave with his lola as there. Farewell, he types a soul, farewell, she shabbings and boys, what kind senorinas, what cheer. Farewell, ye times of Sicily, farewell, ye shaven and hot. All mine shabbings and boys, what joke meditate. We have it, and churn the pipes and drop the telegram. Leave your kit at St. Paul, and churn the pipes and drop the telegram. Their bloody squaddies are there. Thank you.
Thanks very much. This is another song written by Hamish Henderson. And it's the only song I know about the town of Leith, which is where I come from. It's a great place. There's a song called The Gilly Moor, which is the big lad. I don't think anybody here, and possibly very few people south of Berwick, will be able to understand a bloody word of this. In fact, a lot of the people north of Berwick won't be able to understand a word of this either. A song called The Gilly Moor. Brand new so tell it fairly. Oh, hello, the Gilly Moor. News of him done, muckle callant, whistling at the door. Tack your bow for here's your ballant. Oh, hello, the Gilly Moor. Or am a woman gave your blither. Here's the travel through the weather. Oh, hello, the Gilly Moor. Sons of bark and pine and robins, jocks and diamonds by the score. Swapping yarns, the cow, the gowans. Oh, hello, the Gilly Moor. Is that time the hammer's ready? Hot thanks, I hot and steady. Oh, hello, the Gilly Moor. Got the iron thing of Varick, got a thing for shore to shore. Least take he had done to Gerlach. Oh, hello. Here's a well over for Eller. Her grip they can't sever. Oh, her old Gilly Moor. Yen's the way she yokes us together. Yen's the dark that lies before. You and me, the man, the brother. Me and you, the Gilly. The song, which comes from the singing of a man called Alec McShannon, who lives in the town of Campbellton, which you may know in connection with it being the place where Paul McCartney has taken up residence as a writer of traditional Scottish songs. This is one which he didn't write. At least I'm sure he didn't write it. He might have done. Song called The Bonnie Lass Among the Heather.
It was down in yonder long place, where first I spied my roving fancy, she was gathering sleighs on yonder breeze. When first I spied I love Nancy. And now that she was wondrous fair, and the features they were wondrous bonny, and she said her favor was for him, and she's gathering her feathers, gowns together. Her gown was neatly trimmed, and the colour of it was green and yellow, and in between the strips were seen were the bells of the bonny Blumenheather. Would you be my bride, my bonny, bonny lass? Would you be my bride and leave the hand of foreign silk and satin jimmy gang? If you'd be my bride and leave her, oh, kind sir, your offer's fair, but I fear that it's meant and laughter for some rich squire's son you might have been. While I am but a poor shepherd's daughter, but had you been a ploughboy lad, a ploughing in the morning early, if a ploughboy lad he might have been, then they are my heart I would love thee. And I've travelled east and I've travelled west, and I've travelled over muir and mountain, but the bonniest lass that e'er I spied, she was gathering her feathers, the yarns together.
Thank you. Finish up with a song, which is a version of the Scottish ballad Glenlogie. Half of it comes from the singing of John Strachan, and half of it comes from One Very Drunken Night in Edinburgh.
Well, it's 4 and 20 knolls stood at the king's hall. Bonny Glenlogie was the fir o' them on. There was 9 and 9 knolls right through Banquet Fair, and bonny Glenlogie was the fir o' them there. And there was 6 and 6 maidens sat in the king's hall. Bonny Jeanie Wobbethelly was the fir o' them. Down came Jeanie Gordon, she came tripping downstairs, and she's chosen Glenlogie among all that was there. Oh Glenlogie, oh Glenlogie, can you prove kind my love is laid on ye? And I've told ye my mind, but he's turned him round lightly as the gardens does. Oh, I thank ye Jeanie Gordon, but I'm promised the war. And she's caught to her maidens for to make her a bed with ribbons and napkins for to tie up her head, but it's suit and smack a feather, a way man was he. I'll wed you to them, Fendrum, but he's mair gow than he. Oh, hold your tongue, Feather, for that man a be. Can I get a Glenlogie? Then for him will I be. But a Feather's ain chaplain, a man of great skill, he's raised a bread letter. And in tighter, it's a wheel, oh, a pox on your bogey. No sense it is, so there's a lady's love is on ye. Must you die in her bow, and a pox on your bogey. No sense it is, time there's a lady's love is on ye. Must you die in her prime. And when Logie got the letter, he been among men, and it suits back when Logie. What does young women mean? When he looked on the letter, a light laugh gave he, but ere he read out it, well, the tear bent as he gave saddle me the black horse, then gave saddle me the brown, on each name for the felony. Will be dead there I when, but the horses were the saddle, the lead on the green, until morning the Logie was 3 miles as lean, and so pale and wan was she, when Glenlogie he come in, but red and rosy grew she, when she kent it was him. For lies your pain, lady, does it lie on your side? For lies your pain, lady, does it lie in your head? Oh, no, no, Glenlogie, you're far fair apart, all the pain that I lay under. Well, it lies in my head. Turn round, Jeannie Gordon, turn round on your side, and I'll be the bridegroom, and you'll be the bride.
It's a small piece of chauvinism on the Scottish side. It's about a Scotsman who goes down to England and manages to succeed in doing all kinds of strange things to all kinds of strange young women. And he gets away with it.
Oh, the prophecy doctor was a walking harling. Oh, but her love, it was easy when she spied a Scots prisoner back in his main high, and she was the floor on Northumberland. There's oak in the lassie with body. Oh, can her love, it was easy when I would make her a lady. Oh, high degree had shadeless me, lay my bosom so strong. So to she's done her doom, say a fair good stokes. Oh, with her love, it was easy when, and she stole the best keys there, for money's the brave lock, far till his hamlet, Frey's presence is strong. And to she's done her doon, their failures get stables. Oh, but her love, it was easy when, and she stole the best horse that was bit fleet and able, far to carry the mare the bonnie's got luck. But as they were riding across yon Scots and yours, he cried, oh, but your love, it was easy when, get you down frame my horse, here a brazen face to her, although you're the floor of Northumberland. Oh, it's cook in your kitchen, I surely will be, although my love, it was easy when, but I can't get back to my own country, although I'm the floor from Northumberland. Oh, it's cooking my kitchen, you can't even be. Oh, but your love, it was easy one for my lady, she were my servants like thee. I am journeyed again to Northumberland, and slave was he, yon lassie's a time. Oh, with her love it was easy one, till he's hired an old horse, and he's hired an old man far to carry her in Northumberland. But it's when she got there, her feller did frown and said, oh, but your love it was easy one, far to gang with a Scotsman when you're barely 69, and ye were the floor on Northumberland. But it's when she gave Ben her mother that smiled and said, oh, but your love it was easy one. I but ye know the farce that Don Scots has beguiled. I am John, welcome back in Northumberland. For ye when he went breed, I and ye when he went away. Oh, but your love it was easy one. I am ye when he went silver by a man way. I and Jerry the fair floor on Northumberland.
That was called The Fair Floor of Northumberland. I don't know if I gave you that information or not. This is a song about a young man who finds an incredible cure for matrimonial disorders. He goes teetotal. Called Farewell to Whiskey. Johnny, my man, do you know think horizon for the days we'll spend and the nights coming on? The cellars are denying the jewels to the empty. So rise up, my Johnny, and come along. For the bairns at hame are a'r boring and greeting. Name me land the band all to fill our wee wines. While you sit here drinking, you'll leave us lamenting. So rise up, my journey, and come along. Was that at the door, that is speaking so kindly? It's the voice of my wee, wee fee, Maggie by name. Come in, my dear lassie, I am sitting beside me. There's room in the sailor's far meadow. Johnny, my man, do you know, mind the curtain, when the long summer's days, they never had an end, and would spend these long days among the sweet scented roses, and now you'd have thought upon gone away. It's
champion, they I mind. All these times that you speak, oh, but these days they are gone and won't come again. But as for the present, we will try for to mend it. So geez your hand, Maggie, and it's time to war him. And Johnny Rose, I re-bang the door open, saying, cursed be the hill house, and let me in. Aye, and cursed be the whiskey that made me thirsty. And fairly mean whiskey, but I'm a war hen.